This is the story of the kangaroo's concern for the crocodile's future. A story conceived and written by Carmelite Ajedo Bento. The crocodile, as a national symbol of Timor-Leste, represents the country of Timor-Leste. The kangaroo, one of the national symbols of Australia, represents the country of Australia. Other animals that are mentioned in this story are the eagle, a national symbol of Indonesia, the green pheasant, a national symbol of Japan, and the rooster, a Portuguese national symbol. These symbols represent the countries that have interfered politically in the history of Timor-Leste. Once upon a time, a kangaroo became very worried. The kangaroo was worried about crocodile's future.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, oh, come a waltzing Matilda.
Kangaroo expressed his concern and persuaded the crocodile to do what the kangaroo thought might be in the best interest of the crocodile's future.
Hello, my friend crocodile.
Hello, my dear friend kangaroo.
How are you, crocodile?
I'm fine, kangaroo.
Are you sure that you're fine?
Of course I am.
Don't lie, crocodile. I'm aware that your life and your future is, well, it's very uncertain. You're very poor and you've been through a difficult time in your life. I don't want you to continue to live like that.
Why do you have to worry about me?
My friend, don't you see that you're very poor? You don't have any capital or intellectual and technological capabilities like me. So if you like, we can make a deal to explore your natural resources and share in any revenue. What do you think? 50-50?
Okay, let's do that.
Cheers. Yes, indeed. We're good friends.
A few years passed, and Crocodile became aware that Kangaroo was not playing fair. So Crocodile questioned Kangaroo's credibility.
Why are you doing this to me?
My friend Crocodile, your home was invaded by the rooster for 4.5 centuries. The rooster took all your good fortune to its country. When the rooster left your homeland, it left you with nothing. And later the eagle went and occupied your homeland illegally for 24 years and exploited all the resources that belonged to you and shared them with me. My dear friend Crocodile, look, I do care about you, and that's why the kangaroo, your good friend, came here to save you in 1999.
May I ask you another question?
Yes, my friend, you can ask me anything.
I want to ask you, what is your biggest concern? Do you really care and want to support me, my dear friend kangaroo?
Of course I do. Don't you know that by now?
Thank you for showing your care and support for me. But well, my friend, I'm quite skeptical with what you say.
Skeptical? Why are you skeptical?
The reason I am a bit skeptical about your concern is because history shows that you don't really care about me. You said you care about me, but that's because you have an economical interest in doing so.
Hearing this criticism from Crocodile, Kangaroo was surprised.
My friend, don't you know that my land was occupied by the rooster? But also during World War II, the green pheasants expanded their occupation to my land, to part of Asia and also your land. During those times, many of my crocodile family were very supportive of your family by providing meals and helping them during those days of fighting. It was a time when many of my family died and my natural resources like oil and gases, sandalwood, and coffee were exploited.
Crocodile was anxious to remind Kangaroo that the crocodile family had suffered from colonial invasion and exploitation, and that even though Crocodile was fighting for basic human rights, Kangaroo chose to ignore Crocodile for a long, long time.
Even after the rooster left my land, you supported the eagle to legally invade my land for 24 years, and they killed all of my family and even shared all of my natural resources with you. But I fought against them, and in 1999, I beat them. Not long after I reclaimed my land, you, kangaroo, withdrew from the international law on the sea in order to make it difficult for me to explore my oil and gas reserves. And you even wanted to reset the maritime border between your land and my land in your favor.
Crocodile was very upset with Kangaroo's political behaviour.
Don't you know also that because of your economic and political interests, you bugged one of my cabinet ministers and even spied on me? Don't you know also that your political attitude caused me to take you to the International Conciliation Court on Maritime Arbitrations?
Even after Crocodile was vindicated by the arbitration, Kangaroo continued to underestimate Crocodile's political, economic, and intellectual capacity to process the oil on Crocodile's homeland. So once again, the kangaroo has upset the crocodile.
Don't you know that I have won the case on arbitration, but now you will try to persuade your citizens that I am incapable of exploring these resources by saying that if the oil and gases are to be piped to my homeland, it will only cause economic hardship and bring me no benefit. You even suggested that the gas and oil should be piped to your land for marketing reasons. My friend Kangaroo, you seem to be always underestimating my capacity to manage what is mine. Do you really worry about my future?
Oh, yes, of course I do, my friend.
Wow, you are so persistent in worrying about my future. Throughout history, you didn't show that much interest in me as you do right now. That you don't care about me, but rather for your own interests.
Hey, my friend, look, I'm not like that. I'm doing this for your best interests. I'm thinking about what is best for you.
Ha 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 ha. My dear friend Kangaroo, don't lie. I'm well aware of your capitalistic mindset.
What do you mean by that?
My friend Kangaroo, history has made everything clear to me. I also know that you have shown your good faith in our discussion about the delimitations of the maritime border. But that was only because I initiated the compulsory conciliation in the International Court. And even after the court ruled in my favor and we signed a treaty, there is still something wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My friend Kangaroo, there is something that makes me suspicious about you.
Oh.
You held another meeting with the Conciliation Commission at which I was not present because I was not invited. And after your meeting, the Commission came up with the resolutions in your favour, not mine.
Oh.
So my friend, do you really care about my future?
Crocodile was confident that Kangaroo would say yes, but also knew that Kangaroo was insincere and didn't really care about Crocodile. Therefore, said Crocodile, I'm quite happy to tell you that you don't have to worry too much about my future because it's not your problem.
I suggest that if you wish to work in a cooperative manner and continue in good faith, then perhaps we can find an alternative that would be in the best interest for both the crocodile and the kangaroo. To me, this would be better than deliberately underestimating my economic, political, intellectual, and technological capability and making secret deals with others.
Crocodile wanted to emphasize a point by saying to Kangaroo, even though you underestimate me and negotiate without me being present, I want the resources to be piped to my homeland.
Kangaroo, you and I do not live alone on this earth. It is better for both of us to continue talk together in good faith, to bring about good solution for my future, which you are persistently worrying about, and also for your best interest in this matter.
Oh, this is very hard, my friend Crocodile.
Why is that hard?
Well, my friend Crocodile, I'll think about it and then we'll come back to the table to discuss it. What do you think?
All right, my friend. Think about it and let me know so that we can arrange a time for discussions.
Oh, my God. Okay, Well, look, we'll see.
All right, then. See you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye, my friend. See you soon.
You've been listening to Kangaroo's Concern for Crocodile's Future, a story published in the Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation newsletter of the Carmelite Province of Australia and Timor-Leste. The part of the crocodile was played by Carla Chung and Kangaroo Peter Thomas. The story, Kangaroo's Concern for Crocodile's Future, was conceived and written by Carmelite Ajedo Bentu. Yeah.